It's a crucial battle of 1 and 2 teams this weekend as the Redskins face the Buccaneers in Tampa, and it could be crucial for the rest of the season for the Redskins. Joining us live now, Redskins great Dexter Manley's in the studio. Dexter, what are we going to do about the Redskins defense?
Well, I tell you, I will get to the defense. I was sitting at George's seat, and I saw him having a pizza. I saw a fly all in his food.
Well, that's breaking news.
We'll get on
that in a minute.
Par for the course here.
Back
in
to
the
this
newsroom.
Redskins defense. What do you got? They're giving up too many yards, man.
Too many yards and too many points, number one. The front end is, I think the front end needs to generate more pass rush. It seems like to me that, particularly last week, there just wasn't enough pass rush. Then the back end didn't create enough turnover. They got outrun. And you got to make the receiver change their routes. They didn't make the receivers change the routes. And this week, there's another two big guys.
Mm-hmm.
These two big receivers. We seem to have some difficulty against these big guys. Vincent Jackson, this guy, like 6'5", 230, about 230. And this guy, Mike Williams, is another big guy. So they got to do something to make some plays, look in the mirror and check themselves.
Hey, I have a question about RG3.
Yeah,
do you think he should pass more and run less?
Well, I will say this here. I think that it's just a matter of time. The more you get outside the tackles, mm-hmm. You could be electrifying, or it could be jeopardy. I look at it as either way. I would think that when you have open field shots coming at you, it's like a car wreck. And this guy, he says he could take a lick, but he haven't seen a lick yet. Mm. See, I seen one of the, in my generation, probably you guys, I seen one of the greatest guys who ever hold the football was Earl Campbell. And they beat that guy down. And this guy don't have the stature nor that sort of physique like Earl Campbell.
Right.
And so for him to say he could take a lick, yeah, but you're going to take too many licks there and you'll be sitting in the training room.
The consistent pounding week after week is
after
what you're talking
week,
about.
Yeah. It's just not going to work out. I don't think he has the durability to do that. Nobody does.
Now, what would you...
Maybe you, Mark.
Don't count on it. Now, what would you tell this Redskins defense to... we're giving up a lot of first downs on third down. What would you tell this defense to get them back on track? Because this is a unit that does play well, but they've struggled this year.
I would say, you know, going into this, going into the 2012 season, you would think that I thought that this defense was going to be much better, much improved. Jim Hassel and his defense, because they had a chance to have a whole offseason together, work together, and sort of play off each other. But you know, Marcus, you can't say much to these guys. Because you got to have the ability. They just need more personnel. They need to have some guys. I tell you what really hurt them, I think, is Adam Kerrigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you got to have these big kind of guys up front. This guy take on blocks, and so the offensive lineman can't scrape. But more importantly, you just got to have the personnel. This guy Jenkins, he doesn't seem to have the explosiveness that he had when he first came on as a rookie from Clemson. He's not as impressive right now. And so I just think Jim Hassel got to find a way to – somebody got to step up and make some plays, get off blocks.
Mm-hmm. Need more sacks.
Yeah, you got to get to the quarterback. Just got to get – that's how you win in this league.
So who wins it on Sunday?
I'm going to – I'm a homer, so I'm going to say the Redskins.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got a question for you. How was your Yom Kippur? How was dinner?
It was lovely. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I had some. I got some Jewish friends, and they adopted me as Dexter Burke. I'm the one. I'm in the Burke
next year.
Family.
You're going to come to my house.
Okay. Well,
right.
Listen.
What's
the
date?
Yeah, I eat all the young comfort the food up, and these guys.
I'm sure you did.
They have a fit.
Yeah. Leave some for everybody else.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm telling you, I saw that flying George pizza there. I just want to take it with me.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll work on that.
Okay.
Dexter Manley with us every week before the Redskins on WTOP.